Welcome to Blind Time. I also wanted to say that in honor of Big Fatty's birthday, I'm having a Tanqueray and tonic.
Yay! So
his 27th birthday.
Is that
true? Time's old.
I haven't touched Tanqueray since we were about 12 years old in your mother's living room, and I was never sicker. Fatty Smelly.
Right.
Fatty Smelly.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Fatty Smelly.
Happy birthday. Drink in good health.
Okay. We all hope we look as good as her when we turn 27.
It's a girl?
No. Yeah, that's...
Okay, he does have some feminine qualities.
Okay. All right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Happy birthday, Fatty Smelly.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2487. The BFO for Wednesday the 9th of August 2017, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I have got some voice letters to read to you. Big Fatty, you don't read voice letters. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Hello, penultimus. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday is going well. Y'all, your penultimates, because y'all, today is the penultimate day of my 41st year. Because you know, on Thursday, I will turn 41. That means I have completed my 41st year. So today is the last full day of my 41st year, and then on the Thursday I start my 42nd. Yes, Big Fatty, you're always 42nd. What am I talking about, Big Fatty? Y'all, it's the penultimate. Yo, it's the penultimate day of my 61st year, because I will start my 62nd year on tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty. But y'all, I tell you why I'm all confused. It's because today is the end of someone's 41st year. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess it, y'all, today, the 9th of August, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this is someone who Big Fatty knows very well. I've met him. I think the first time I met him was in Palm Springs. And then what happened then? And then, y'all, we've just traveled together to the Goodays, and he's been to the Hara Hotel. He's come and stayed here at the Villa, and numerous other other occasions. Y'all, he's out there in the San Diego. He used to do a little show called Live It Up. And then he used to do a little show called The Toque and Beanie. And yeah, he's done other stuff, too. I don't remember. And, y'all, he's met Mario Lopez. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's none other. Oh, and he's on the Lotso now. Y'all, it's none other than Dr. Wesley Pythagoras, old Pris Stone. Yes, Big Fatty. In fact, I think on the Twitty now, he's now Prunella. So, anyway, y'all, I know you'll see Dr. Stone on the Twitty and the Face Space today, so y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, as much as he likes cake, I have a feeling that today he would much rather have a glaze donut. Big Fatty, I mean be a glazed donut. Big Fatty, I am vulgar.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
So we're going on a little shopping spree, and holy cow, this must be picking up a lot of road noise or whatever, because this little bar with the speaky thing, look at how wide that is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going on this little shopping trip. Huh?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I said, or you got a big mouth.
Rude! Okay, so anyway, we're going on the... you know what? We should just turn around and go back home with my big mouth. So anyway, we're going on this little shopping spree or whatever. So when we left Aberdeen... we passed a pickup truck with a trailer that had two boxes on the back of it. Anyway, we're like 65, 70 miles down the road, and we just passed them again. We pulled into the meat market into Lair. So if you ever need like jerky or whatever, it's like really delicious, and it's in Tulare, South Dakota, T-U-L-A-R-E. So anyway, we pull in there and we get jerky, and there was a Smokey Jane leaving, and by Smokey Jane, I mean she filled the parking lot up with cigarette smoke and was out there... anyway, whatever. So anyway, then I go in and I purchase, procure the jerky, four bags. And so then I go and then we pass them too. And dude, that guy was like driving all over the road, like left and right and swaying or whatever. Then there was a skunk in the middle of the road. And so I straddled it with the car and drove over it. And then I was watching, waiting for him to just, like, run it over because, I mean, that would make too much sense to swerve, like, actually when you're supposed to. So anyway, we just passed this other one. Okay, so the reason I tell you this all is because when we were at the restaurant, we ran into someone that, well, we don't really know him, but in the conversation, I'll let Larry tell the story about our waiter. What was his name? Dylan?
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
Brian?
No.
What? Ethan. Okay.
Ethan Walker.
He can tell the story about Ethan. Don't give his last name.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, did she say that she straddled a skunk? I think that's what she said. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Now, I don't understand what you mean about Veda telling me about Ethan, but Big Fatty, did Veda call? Well, as a matter of fact, Veda did call. Yes, Big Fatty.
Berg Fatty, it's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my motor jalopy. Oh, Lord. And by my motor jalopy, I mean the motor mansion. My titanium-encrusted TI, if you will, mobile home. Listen, I was just here at the Hideaway this weekend, and actually, I need to... Something is not working right with this here... there we go. Okay. With this here air conditioning unit, it's a little humid in here. It's a little damp. A little moist, if you will, even. I had a little too much to drink last night. It happens to the best of us. I was just thinking about my trip to South Dakota again because it's been 2 weeks and, two weeks since I had the privilege of meeting Miss, Kathy Bacon and Smelly and Bacon Bits. But I didn't get to meet, either of the two little Bacons, but it's so funny. I was just, you know, it's South Dakota, right? So everybody knows everybody. And we're at this restaurant, and I don't know the name of it. And it was pretty terrifying, but it was delicious pizza. And the server, who I'm not sure if he was the homosexual or not. He was a college kid. It's hard to tell. You know, they all act gay these days. Anyway, he's a little over attentive, as the childrens do, and he wouldn't leave us alone, quite honestly, and Miss Bacon was chatting him up in a Bacon sort of way, and telling him where she's from, and he said, oh, my friend in college is from there, you know, his name is Garrett, and yeah, Miss Bacon's son. So she goes like 2 hours away, and our server, of course, is a friend of the family. I tell you, there really must be about 500 people that live in South Dakota, and the Bacons are connected to all of them. It's too much, is what it is. It's almost embarrassing, but quite honestly, I'm not surprised at all. So anyway, that's all I got. I just thought I'd tell that story. I'm not sure why I felt the need to, but apparently I was supposed to. So, all right, got to run. I'm going to sunscreen myself up, and I'm going to go over here and enjoy a little bit of time at the old swimming hole with everyone. And I believe there's tug of war happening at 1 o'clock, although I'm not participating. I was just told I'm the announcer for that. So you're not the only person around here who can have the announcing gigs, I suppose. All right, enjoy being fat, and thank God we gave you some sort of content.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you from the Larry's Hideaway. And Big Fatty, have you noted his titanium mansion? Sounds just like the jalopy. It does indeed. He probably has that pumped in, piped in maybe. but Veda, thank you so much for telling the second half of the Ethan story. Did Miss Bacon acknowledge that Garrett was her son to Ethan, or did she just kind of keep it to herself? Big Fatty, I guess there'll have to be a tandem call. Yes, Big Fatty, tandem call about that next week. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad, and I have an Ask Big Fatty question. So play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Gus Chad. Gus Chad, what you got?
So here's my question. How do you tell the little kids on the dating apps that you're not their daddy and you never will be, and no matter how much you tell them, they just keep coming back and won't leave you alone? What do? I look forward to your answer. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. It seems to me more and more Big Fatty's having to answer this question because, for some reason, 19 and 20 year olds are just like, hey, Big Fatty. And Gus Chad, honestly, I kind of just be honest, and you know, a lot of times the younger folks aren't interested in the old farts because they're old, and I just tell them, I said, I appreciate the offer, but you are just too young for my interest. And it kind of takes them aback, and they kind of go, oh, okay. And then if they just don't give up, then there's always the block feature. Yes, Big Fatty, yes.
Big Fatty, it's Brian and Danbury. Just calling to give a little check in on from the Danburys. Play that music. We're going on a cruise. Yep, the Danburys are going on a cruise. The Floppo and Danbury Jr. and I are going on the MSC Divina out of Miami to San Juan. To St. Thomas, yuck, and St. Martin. We're going to be doing some zip lining somewhere. We're going to be doing some other stuff, and maybe the junior can get his face full of salt water and sand and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and also, I didn't know it when we booked the cruise, but we're going to be at sea during the solar eclipse of the heart. So yeah, we're going to be at sea. I bought some approved viewing devices for our eyeballs from the Amazon, and yeah, we hope to be able to be at sea and having clear views of everything. And when Mr. P and the Baron are visiting you in the Charlestons, make sure to report back on the shenanigans that occurred during that little trip. Anyway, this is time to go from the Danburys. I have to take Junior to one of his other appointments or somewhere. I don't remember. I haven't looked at the calendar yet. I just saw something pop up on my thing that says, "Oh, it's in 30 minutes." Yeah, he keeps us busy. Yeah, I just want a hammock and a book and maybe a drink and some birds and no one to telling me that I'm late for something. But anyway, this is goodbye from Brian and Danbury. Later.
Yeah, I guess y'all. That, of course, is the number one fan of the BFO for 2016. That's Brian and Danbury. And Brian, always lovely to hear your voice, and always appreciate you checking in over here at the BFO and keeping Burger in line. I just saw a Twitty that the Flobfo was having trouble getting Danbury Jr. to eat his supper, and this will not this is unacceptable, and I know the Flobfo will get it shoved in. Big Fetty, that sounded vulgar, but anyway, I know y'all. Y'all are cruise connoisseurs, and I know that you will have a wonderful time on your excursion, and despite going to whichever port you said yuck to, San Juan, though, if you're leaving San Juan in the evening, it's one of the most beautiful ports to sail out of at night. It's just lovely. Get on the port, the actual fortress side of the ship as you're going out. It is just gorgeous. I don't know what time you're leaving, but if you're there, and I think that would be very interesting to observe the solar eclipse from out in the middle of the ocean. Yes, McFetty. And as far as shenanigans, when Mr. Cackle and Dr. P are here, well, you know, we've got Brian in Boston and Jaime. They're going to be here also. Oh, dear Gussie, for the eclipse. Big Fatty, anyway, have fun on your special cruise. Big Fatty, is that anything like the special chat? No, not at all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm heading over to the Hara Hotel, and then on to Hatlanta for the weekend. So I hope it's a good day for you. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Blime Time. And Mr. Cackle, what do you got to say about the eclipse coming up?
Happy birthday, Fatty Smelly.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's gotten old and confused.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.